This is Twit.
So, I can't remember, Ron, what are your feelings, what are your feels about Chrome OS and a Chromebook?
I mean, I'm generally, what's the word I'm looking for? Curious. I'm Chromebook curious. I love the idea of it. I love the concept of it. I just have yet to fit it into my life because I always find that one application that I need, that I feel so married to Mac OS, and like I need Premiere to edit video, or I need Audacity to edit audio, or I need Photoshop to edit, you know, those sort of stuff. And as much as I would love to be able to jump to the cloud and be completely, you know, running, you know, purely off of a Chromebook, I just haven't had the guts to make the leap yet.
Yeah, fair enough. You're not alone. A lot of people in that same category. I have used, you know, the Pixelbook and the Chromebook Pixel before it since the Chromebook Pixel, basically. And I went kind of all in on the Chrome OS lifestyle there for quite a while. And I'll be honest, like coming into the work from home environment, not as much. Just because like the situation is so different, right? Like I'm using my MacBook Pro to not only run the shows off of, but I'm also feeding my video and audio and recording in QuickTime and doing all this stuff. So it's kind of like I do need the extra power. But I still was given the opportunity to check out the Acer Chromebook Spin 713, which a lot of people, I don't know if you've been following any of the kind of Chromebook news this year. This is on a lot of people's top, like end of year, like top Chromebook of the year list.
I have been, Jason. That's why when I heard you had one, I was like, ooh, and got very curious. So
yeah, super solid. I have to say, like, I love the Pixelbook, but I'm always. But when it comes to the Pixelbook, like it's super expensive, right? And then I've used a lot of the lower end Chromebooks out there, and they feel cheap. Like I'm so used to the higher quality Chromebook experience of the Pixelbook, and the Chromebook Spin 713 is kind of the, in my experience, and I use it for quite a while. In my experience, it's kind of the best. The best in all categories for the most part, without getting too crazy expensive. It costs $630, which for a Chromebook I would say is more expensive than a lot of what you will find. But you end up getting just a nice design. It's a sturdy, thorough design. I wouldn't say that it's necessarily a sleek looking laptop. In some ways it kind of feels a little dated, but they make up for it with a lot of IO. You've got two USB-C ports, one on each side. Here, I'm going to do this. Hopefully my camera will keep up with me. An HDMI port over here, a USB-A port, a micro SD card slot, a headphone jack on the other side, of course. So I'll flip it back around. Come on. You can get your focus. There you go. So you've got a lot of IO, right? So the sleekness that I'm used to on the Pixelbook, which is really thin, you don't have that as much here, but that's just because you've got a lot of IO that the Pixelbook does not have. I do wish it had a fingerprint sensor. Not that the Pixelbook has that, but it would just be nice to be able to do the one tap. You know, I've got that on my MacBook Pro, and ever since then, it's hard to use a laptop that doesn't allow me to just jump right in super quickly. But the outside is on the bottom, anyways, is aluminum. You've got more of a polycarbonate deck on the inside, so that's kind of one of the places where they were able to get the price down a little bit. But overall, the feel of the device is really nice. It also has a 13.5-inch 2K display. I'm not going to show you my password, but I'll show you the display. It's an LCD touchscreen display. Beautiful display, super sharp, good color representation. And one thing that I really like about it is that, like, I used it outside and I got a lot of punch in the brightness out in the sun, in the sunlight. So, you know, there are a lot of laptops that I've used outside that just don't handle the sunlight, but this one really did well as far as that's concerned. You can also see it's a 3:2 display ratio. It's kind of a square-like aspect ratio when you compare it to a lot of other laptops out there that go for the more widescreen look, which, yes, means if you're using this for media playback, you're going to, you know, have to deal with a few more of those black bars at the top and the bottom. But I feel like the 3-to-2 ratio is better for productivity. It just, it works better for me. And maybe that's just because I'm so used to it on the Pixelbook. But I really like that. And then I think what's most critical for me with Chromebooks is the quality of the keyboard, the quality of the trackpad. I feel like this is where a lot of Chromebooks totally fall flat. They're just cheap. They feel almost like toys. And here, I didn't feel like that. It's got a nice backlit keyboard, maybe a tad squishier than I'd say my preference, but plenty, like it's got some nice travel on it. And, you know, I did a lot of typing on this thing and was really happy with it. A huge Gorilla Glass trackpad down at the bottom. I mean, pretty well. Okay, so it's not as big as my MacBook Pro trackpad, but it felt huge enough for the size of this keyboard, let's say. And, you know, trackpads a lot of times just kind of feel plasticky and everything. The fact that this is Gorilla Glass gives it a nice solid kind of click and feel when you're dragging around on it. It feels more expensive than a lot of the other Chromebooks that I've used, and that's just because it's made better. As far as what's on the inside, it's a 10th generation Intel Core i5 processor, 8 gigs of DDR4 RAM, 128 gigs of solid state drive storage. I felt like performance wise, this thing cruises. You know, I even threw a bunch of tabs at it, you know, at many different times, and it didn't really slow down for me. Nothing that I could detect anyways. There are fans underneath, so you do get a little bit of audible fan noise at times, but it was nothing that really drove me crazy or anything. It was very, very subtle, but I know some people are really sensitive to that sort of thing, so I wanted to mention it. Battery life, rock solid. In fact, I would definitely say it bested the battery life on a day-to-day perspective than my Pixelbook and my MacBook Pro, which is a 2019 MacBook Pro. Obviously, we're using these, you know, I'm using these devices differently. I'm driving the MacBook Pro a lot more with like video and audio and stuff, but still, I was super impressed by that. It does have a 720p webcam and onboard mic, you know, kind of as you expect a laptop nowadays to have, and as is very important in the age of Zoom and video conference calls and everything. It's fine. Nothing amazing. I wouldn't have expected it to be very amazing, to be honest. And then finally, this Chromebook gets updates through June 2028. So that's not bad. Another 7.5 years of updates on this. So it's going to last you a long time. So I'd say overall, great value, especially to performance for this Chromebook. Like I said, I'm used to using a lot of Chromebooks that I'm just like, yeah, but it's not a Pixelbook. And if I didn't have the Pixelbook, I would totally use this. Like, it's a solid Chromebook. And $630 might be more than what, you know, some people out there who have never used Chrome OS would expect to buy a Chromebook for, because there's so many in that like sub $300-$400 price range. And anytime you ever use those, you can put your hands on them, you're like, ugh, I don't want to live with this thing. This is just different. Like, it's really just a solid blend of everything that I feel makes a solid Chromebook. And it's not as expensive as, you know, what I'm used to, but I think the trade-off is fine. Like, it totally doable, and I could absolutely live with this in place of the Pixelbook. So yeah,
That's really interesting on the price point, because like, I bought my niece a Chromebook a couple of years ago, and it was, you know, I was like, oh wow, it was like $249, and it was like, but it was very plasticky, and you felt the value of it. Mm-hmm. Right. And looking at the Pixelbook and the north of $1,000 kind of price tag and that sort of thing, you know, I've wondered why there wasn't a mid-range. I feel like I'm always touting the mid-range, but you know, why there wasn't a $600, $700-ish, slightly better than most of the Chromebooks, but below the crazy specs of that. So that seems like a nice spot to fit in for like a professional who's going to be on the road a lot, who might travel, although, you know, nowadays, but, you know, especially if you're, you know, but if you're working remotely and you're changing location a lot, things like that, you want the computer to work, to go with you. You want some ruggedness. And so like, it's good to see one come in at that price point and be impressive. So definitely worth a look.
Yeah, I mean, for and especially for that price, like I fully realize too, like a lot of people are probably looking at Chromebooks and thinking, like if you're a parent and you've got a kid who's in school right now in distance learning, you might jump right to the, okay, yeah, but $630 is a little bit more than I'm willing to spend on, you know, my son or daughter for school, because there are a lot, you know, that are a lot less expensive. And I can totally understand that, especially right now, who knows how long we're going to be distance learning, maybe not that much longer. But on the flip side of that, if it's $630 and this is a device that's going to be updated through 2028 and it's solid now, plenty of expandability, like there's just a lot of reasons that like, okay, don't think of the sticker price at this moment for your child. They're probably still going to need this computer for however many years through high school. And it would be perfectly capable of doing the majority of what they're going to need to do in school anyways. That's the beauty of a Chromebook. I feel like it kind of locks students into the essentials of what they need out of a computer without like opening up to a lot of things that maybe parents don't want their kids to have a fully functional computer that can also play all of these games and be kind of a distraction, because you know that can happen as well. You don't want to go down that road as well. So maybe this keeps them more focused, and 630 spread over however many years is just fine, you know?
Yeah.
So, yep.
Just fine is okay sometimes.
Yeah. Well, and which is not to say that this lap, like that's the punctuation on this Chromebook, is that it's just fine. It's actually really great. Yeah. But, you know, as a parent, finding that kind of that point that you're like, what it does is good enough for my student or for me. And that's the eternal challenge for anyone, or, you know, for Chromebooks and Chrome OS in general, is convincing people that it is good enough for the majority of things that you probably do. Yes, it doesn't do 100%, but the 80% that it does really well. And like, you kind of don't need much more than that a lot of the time. Obviously, situationally, you know, it's different between people, but that's the challenge. So the Acer Chromebook Spin 713. I liked it. Check it out.